Here we live closer to the stars, and we know them better than do the folks of the lowlands." She continued to gaze above, her head in her hand, wrapped in sheepskin like a little heavenly shepherd.
"So many, so beautiful. I've never seen so many. Shepherd, do you know their names?"
"But of course, mistress. Look, just above us is the Way of St. James, the Milky Way. It goes from France straight to Spain. It was St. James of Galicia who traced it to show his route to the brave Charlemagne when he was waging war against the Saracens. Next over, you have the Chariot of Souls, the Great Bear with its four glowing axles. The three stars in front are the three steeds, and the little one next to the third is the charioteer. Do you see that rain of stars falling over there? They are the souls that the good God has rejected. A little lower, there, is the rake, or the three kings, Orion. We here use these stars as a clock. By simply looking at them, I know it is now past midnight. Yet the most beautiful of all the stars, mistress, is our own, the Shepherd's Star, which lights our way at dawn when we come out with our flocks, and in the evening when we return. We still call her Magellan, the beautiful Magellan, who chases after Peter of Provence, Saturn, and marries him every 7 years.
What? Shepherd, there are marriages between the stars?
But of course, mistress. And as I tried to explain to her these marriages, I felt something cool and small weigh lightly upon my shoulder. It was her head, heavy with sleep, lying against me with a pretty flurry of ribbon and lace and curly hair. She rested there still until the stars faded, erased by the rising day. I watched her sleep, a little troubled in the depths of my mind, but piously protected by that clear night that had given me nothing but good thoughts. Around us, the stars continued their silent journey, docile as a great flock, and from time to time, I imagined that one of the stars, the finest and most brilliant, had lost her way and come to rest on my shoulder and sleep.